Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know this, but Valentine's Day is coming up, and it happens to be on a Saturday, and we have just the perfect date for you. I have Bob McConnell on the phone with me from the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, but let me start off by saying that anybody that misses this concert on Saturday is really going to regret it. I mean, I grew up in the area. I know what people like and don't like. And I'm telling you, I told some friends the other night at supper, Katie, I just said, for people that come to this, this is going to be one of the most favorite things they've ever gone to. I mean, they won't believe it. I mean, there's so much variety, and it isn't a straight orchestra concert, of course. We've got, I think we're featuring 20 string students from, you know, Ottumwa, Burlington, Mount Pleasant area, Wayland, you know, it's crazy. We start the concert with them, plus our guitar soloist is accompanying them on some stuff. And then we have a children's choir from the region. I think it's about 40 at this concert. And we're doing three really well-known pieces, For Good from Wicked, Seasons of Love from Rent, and then Nat King Cole piece, L-O-V-E.
I love that.
L. I love singing that. L is for the way you look at me, you know, the whole thing. And so the other thing we have is two outstanding soloists. The guitarist, W. Mark Akins, he soloed with us, I think, 2 years ago. And we were visiting socially, and this Valentine's concert came up, and I was looking for special things. And so we had an arrangement done of a couple of well-known piano pieces for guitar and orchestra, and then another classical orchestra piece with strings. And plus he's going to, like I said, accompany the children's choir. And then the rest of it is all orchestra stuff, and it's just a lot of fun music, ending the program with the Bolero that we did on the fall set, but a lot of the listeners would not have heard. The soprano soloist, Kelsey Madsen, she was the finalist on America's Got Talent. She teaches up north of Cedar Rapids. She's going to do the older Donna Summers tune, Last Dance, that every time I hear it, you know, I get prepared on it again. I'm like, oh, my God, I love this. It's just such a cool tune. It's kind of timeless. And then she's also doing the A Thousand Years. What is that from? The vampire movie?
I'm not sure what it's from. What? Christina Perry is the artist.
It. Yeah. And I think that's what it was written for. Was now I'm blanking on the vampire series, but we've got some other stuff too. The Carmen music. Stephanie Berg is a female composer down in St. Louis. We've done some works of hers, and we're doing a study in red that is kind of a tango-like piece. We're actually naming this concert Valentango because it has so much Spanish-influenced stuff. And one of my cousins gave me that name. She plays tango violin music, and I had checked to see if she could play with us. I wanted her to solo. She lives in Portland, Oregon. And she goes, no, I have a small quartet gig that we're calling Valentango. And I said,
that's perfect.
I am yeah. I said, I'm stealing that name. And I think that the combination of the Bizet Carmen, I mean, your listeners would maybe not automatically know what Carmen is, but when they hear the music, they'll definitely recognize it. And then the Danzon number two, again, it's a piece that is really fun to listen to the very first time you hear it. It's not like you need a background to hear the piece. So it's a lot of mesmerizing music. The stuff we're doing for the young artist, we're doing a piece called Libertango, not young artist, the string students from the region. We're doing two pieces, Blue Rhythmico and Libertango, and we open the concert with that. And these 20 students are inserted into the orchestra as though they were regular members. And But we won't. They won't get a rehearse with us till just like an hour before the concert. They're putting their parts together independently, and then they have to come in. And it's a great opportunity for kids to sit next to really good players and hopefully inspire them to keep their music up.
Well, Bob, you've convinced everyone listening they need to make Valentango a part of their Valentine's Day plans. Do you want to give them the details? Do you know them?
Yeah, we're at Chapel Auditorium there on the campus of Mount Pleasant School District at 3 p.m. It is free. We have a reception afterwards, but the seating isn't reserved. So if people want good seats, they need to come early enough to lock it in. We did not get a corporate sponsor for this, and we need one to do it, but we just kind of decided it's our 75th season. We have a lot of supporters. Our fundraising's been going well and decided to go ahead and do this. But we hope to repeat it in the future with some, if we can get sponsorship for it. And the other thing is, if people attend this concert, they'll get their program and they can take their program to a number of restaurants and businesses for a discount in the 7 days following the concert. And this is just something we decided to do because we're always asking other groups for money or support. And so we asked some of our people that advertise with us, hey, we'll just put you in the program for free. Are you willing to give any kind of a discount to people? And so they all have different ones. So I know the Grange is one of them, Cafe Dodici in Washington. There's a jewelry store. And part of it is to help their business over the next period following Valentine's Day, which I'm sure is slower for a lot of them. So it's exciting. Yeah, a lot going on.
Well, it is going to be a fun concert. I know we've been talking about it for a while now here on KILJ, but it's always great to catch up with you, Bob, to get to hear from you. And you said to get the best seats. In your opinion, what is the best seat in the house?
Well, in my opinion, the balcony seats are the best seat. The downside for us is when the hall's really full, it's noisy because it's so acoustically perfect. But for holidays, we had close to 700 people there. It was very full. And all the seats are good, but when I talk to people, most people prefer the balcony where they can really look down in and see how the music's being produced. And when the children's choir's performing, that's really fun too. And honestly, anywhere in the balcony, straight on or at one of the sides, is a unique and fun place to sit, and you hear really well.
Well, I want to say have a great concert on Saturday. Everyone, make sure you're at the Chapel Auditorium on North Main Street here in Mount Pleasant no later than 3 p.m. because that's when the concert starts. Yeah. And Bob, 75 years as a symphony. That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And things have gone great. We had a silent movie presentation in Burlington last Saturday and nearly sold that out, too. So it's been a lot of fun. We sold out our first Pops concert ever last fall. And we've had great crowds. And I'm really proud of the orchestra and happy to have the opportunity to direct it.
Well, Bob McConnell is the conductor for the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. The free Valentine's Day concert, Valentango, coming up this weekend. Bob, any last thoughts?
No, that'll do it. It looks like we're unlikely to get snowed out, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think the weather's going to be good. So that's always a blessing.
Always a relief.
All right, Bob. Well, we'll catch you on Saturday.
Thank you, Katie.